The following program is intended for mature audiences.
A flesh wound after dark. I am your man in the head, Daniel Shine.
Behind the bushes.
Yeah. That is the man behind the bushes, Todd Loya. And our Pugs Dread.
Apparently, I don't hide behind bushes. What's up, y'all? Happy VD.
You kill them face to face. You break their hearts face to face. All right, so yeah, we haven't had a flesh wound after dark for a while, so you know you might be watching. Yeah,
no, it hasn't been super long. We just did Citizen Talk or Citizen Toxy before there was Toxy.
Yeah, it's been about a month, I guess.
Yeah, we tend to do one about a month now.
Yeah, so yeah, but you might be seeing flesh wound after dark for the first time.
That's going to be a gimmick now.
Got the festive Valentine's Day. Design here, so that's kind of cool. They actually, at least they do it on time.
Well, no, just like other things on this, what we're using, they seem to do it like the day of. So
yeah, very last minute.
yes.
Someone's like, "Oh shit, it's Valentine's Day. Let's throw up some some hearts and shit."
So here is where we talk about some of those sexier films that don't quite fit on the regular flesh wounds. So we're very excited tonight because we're getting a Blu-ray, Blu-ray review of a classic. There you go. Todd's got it up. I got it too. Beach Babes from Beyond.
I was like, you don't want to play Big Bang Take Little Bank right now. I'm ready. But I'll save that for later.
So this is a childhood favorite, of course. And it is from 19...
A childhood favorite. All right.
Yes, of course. When you get those like free
Cinemax things. Yeah, I don't want to hear about your childhood. Yeah,
I'm gonna go into great detail now, Todd. So, anyways, this is from Full Moon Pictures, 1993. Well, this was technically Full Moon. I know where you're going. This was technically
Torchlight.
Was it though? Because I want to say this predated it.
I'm gonna save my show and tell for later. But you want me to prove it to you now?
I could already tell the way that reaction was. Like, motherfucker, I know.
I don't give a shit what you knew as a child.
All right, fair enough. Yes. They just have the Full Moon logo on the Blu-ray, though. So
well, yeah, because Torchlight's, you know, and Torchlight turned into...
Surrender.
Surrender, that's
their yeah, I was going to say this is pre-Surrender, but I couldn't... I thought for some reason this...
They Torchlight... Didn't Torchlight never left when they left Paramount. That stayed there. They made Surrender right after. So there's no non-Paramount. So the only two that are under Torchlight are Test Tube Teens from the year 3000 and Beach Babes from Beyond. You figure with all these Jalo titles, I'd be able to say that one.
I was going to say, yeah, it's like
Virgin Hunters. Bad. There we go.
A forbidden vice is a locked key in your door. I mean, it's like that's you're good. You're good after all these jallies we've been doing. So, anyways, Beach Babes from. Yeah, that's where I was going. I can do it on this show. It's cool.
Yeah, but, I guess you're loud here, Dan. A little bit.
No full Dan though.
Yeah, just well, actually, you give Dan an inch. That's the whole thing. So.
Yeah, I don't have time to edit today, so no problem. I'll behave.
It's all good. So Beach Babes from Beyond is a 1993 film from director Ellen Cavett, better known as David Dakota. Hmm. And this film, when smoke shows space teens Xena, Sola, and Luna steal Xena's dad's spaceship for an illicit joyride, they run out of gas and come crashing to Earth. There they meet Dave and Jerry, two equally horny Earth dudes who are good to go, and endless scenes of hot, silly, and sultry sex ensue. But when Dave's easygoing Uncle Bud is targeted for eviction from his ramshackle beach house, the hormonal honeys must put their libidos aside and enter a bikini contest, the prize money of which will save the day. So they kind of like combined like the two plots that you generally get in sex comedies here, you know, sprinkle a little bit of sci-fi, you know, but, you know,
I was going to say, but you got to tell, because Pugs hasn't seen this, so he's just along for the ride. So you got to tell Pugs who the parents are in this.
Oh, yes, dude. So Swayze and Stallone.
What?
As in Jackie Stallone, Sylvester Stallone's mom, and Don Swayze, the less talented brother of Patrick.
I mean, that's still pretty cool.
And as Uncle Bud, we have Joe Estevez. So
yes, yes. The
wow, the nepotism. The movie.
Oh yeah, no. So like the poster was like Swayze, Estevez, Stallone,
family members.
By God, what is the Roadhouse guy doing in a porno?
Just like that Jim Hanks movie. Which we'll have to talk about on After Dark. Hell, that one could be on Analog, not on Analog. Well, not Nightmares, Analog Wet Dreams. We'll figure that one out.
Analog Wet Dreams, you just booked it. So first, before I get into the movie deeply, no pun intended, I do want to say, didn't you think it was sad when to see Nikki Fritz, who just passed away last year? Almost a year ago to the day, actually, almost.
I'm sure you had a tear in your eye and some tissues in your hand.
Indeed, I did. Really nice. I never met her, but really nice lady from what I understand. And yeah, yeah. And you get to see a lot of her in this. I like seeing Nikki Fritz on Blu-ray, because I don't know if we have another Nikki Fritz Blu-ray. Nothing to the... She's kind of that era where you didn't get too much.
Yeah, this is probably the first Don Swayze Blu-ray.
Maybe not. I want to say there might be something where he had a small role that's made it to Blu-ray. Actually, I'd have to double check.
All right, Dan.
Do you this think
first big role? How about there?
Do you go. Do you think like during like Thanksgiving, like Patrick like broke out the VHS of this just to screw with Don? Let's look at the porno you made with Stallone's mom.
It's not a porno.
Softcore.
Well, but at the dinner table, it's definitely be calling the porno. Oh,
yeah.
But look who survived.
You never loved me as much as Patrick. And then he like flips the like gravy bowl.
Richie and Bob from fucking La Bamba.
So anyways, getting into the movie.
All I can see is Don Swayze yelling, "Patrick, now."
What about me, huh? What about Pat?
Enough is enough, and it's time for a change.
Why did he become Owen Hart?
He's a black heart of the family.
Okay. Yeah, he's a black heart. Made perfect sense to wrestling fans.
Come on, Dan, on your feet.
So yes, I'll get into the movie now. This is just classic softcore. Now I say softcore, it is, because we do get the uncut version here. So there's plenty of bump and grind. Yet it still works without it. Even the R-rated cut, you know, you still have a movie.
I wish we still had both options, because there's a few times we're like, Jesus, they're still bumping and grinding. And I mean bumping and grinding. So I can only handle so much belly button action.
Well, I get that. I mean, I guess you could have included both versions, but
you can watch both
re-release.
Yeah, you can watch both versions on Full Moon Streaming, at least.
There you go. There you
go. It's not like I don't have full options for the full screen or the... Oh, wait, yeah, now I'm all thinking, but no, I'm glad we finally got the uncut. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, no, and I love seeing some of this on Blu-ray, because you know we're kind of Fred Olen Ray's dipping his toes as well. He's got the Bikini Frankenstein and Twilight Bam Stubble. So we're starting to get some of this. Now, that's not golden era. This is 93. I would really consider this the golden era of softcore for me, just growing up, you know.
That's because when you're cranking down on it, so of course it's the golden era for you.
Yet it was getting to the bump and grind. You know what I mean? Like you can see the difference, even like a TNA kind of movie a couple years before that. There was a distinct difference.
I actually forgot how softcore this one was until I watched this version, because the other ones, you know, more sex comedy-ish without like 10-minute bump and grind sessions. So
you've got to think Jackie Stallone was lied to. You've got to think like she saw this and was pissed off.
Well, you know, it never came out uncut on home video.
It didn't, did it? But it was on cable, though. At least
that was memory. that was like a full moon thing where in that era, the same with Morgana or it was Blonde Heaven. There was longer versions for like the Cinemaxes and stuff.
Oh God, let them put out the uncut Blonde Heaven next, please.
That one I do prefer the uncut for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but this still, it's funny. Like I liked that Joey Travolta was running a vegan vegan burritos, I think, on the beach.
Dr. Veg or Dr. Veg, what is it? Yeah,
Dr. Veg. Joe Estevez is a beach bum. I mean, it's charming. Whoa.
But you know what? You took this long to mention her, and you're always looking for a reason to talk about like people in the genre, and you haven't even brought up who?
Linnea Quigley.
There you go.
Who must have been in that. I'm going to be
this whole time? Right.
She keeps her clothes on. I think she was in that.
Oh, that's why I didn't bring it up.
I'm going to be a serious actress phase. But how can you not like movies with dialogue like, I'd like to be abducted by alien space babes and have close encounters of the 69 kind? I don't do a good beach bum voice, but
let's be honest, she probably wasn't taking the same payday to the other girls were to get naked. I'm just saying, she kind of probably demands a higher price. Charles would have come out of pocket.
She did after this. She had those Jess Franco movies. She did Franco movie. But yeah, I mean, this is just like a very thin storyline. It doesn't need to be anything complicated. I laughed. I thought the characters were all funny. They all had pretty good chemistry. We get the gratuitous beach dance numbers that go way too long.
What I talk about the second, you talk about dance numbers that go way too long. Jesus Christ. That was 90%. I'll talk a little about that after. Jesus.
So they try and be like a modern, like beach blanket bingo. I mean, they're just going at, you know,
Frankie and Annette type beach party movie.
Annette Funicello. Yes. I was going to say that with close up thong shots, the bathing suits.
No, like you didn't want to see different. Annette's thong shot and beach blanket bingo. Oh,
hell yeah, I would have, but
you'd take it back to the beach.
So yeah, you got the plot against Bud to win the bikini contest and everything. And Pugs, you will be extra excited that a Batman alumni is in this. Burt Ward plays Mr. Bun.
That's badass. Did he have a dog with him?
He did not have a dog with him. I'm shocked. No. But the girls do try and seduce him to get an advantage in the competition. So
nice.
Get it, Robin. He gets to decide the Sunbun Bikini Open contest. And I do want to get a vinyl of this just so I can have the I've Got a Woody song. That was actually catchy. I'm not going to say it's a good song, but Todd, what did you think of Beach Babes?
Dan just wants to bump that when he's passing by certain places of education. So
that's fucked up.
Okay. What did I think?
What did you think?
I like this one. I've always liked it. It's not test tube teens from the year 3000 level awesomeness. But it's a close. It's my second favorite. Surrender, Torchlight, whatever we're calling the sexy division of Full Moon. Yeah, it is. It's just fun. I mean, as I've gotten older, I did realize how much fucking extended bump and grind like was in this one. Like, I think I'm used to the other one at this point from watching that version.
You didn't more. Have the hub back in 1993. So well, you appreciated it.
There we go. yeah, but it was fun. The Blu-ray looked great. I do have one Blu-ray complaint. Even though we get longer than the feature film itself, we get 90 minutes of outtakes, just behind the scenes stuff they shot, which is really cool. But it is missing the video zone.
That was strange.
Because they've had a habit of doing that sometimes. They've been really good about always including them now. Mm-hmm. But they didn't. And I don't know if it's... Is there two versions of that one? Because I know some of
I
the...
I know it had it. I mean, I swear I can remember it from...
Oh, well, yeah, that's the thing. The video 100% had it.
Yeah.
But like for Test Tube Teens, there was a Virgin Hunters one, which was... And then there was a Test Tube Teen ones that were different, which was always weird. Like they did not use the one that was on the Paramount releases, that the Test Tube Teen ones never made it to any Full Moon version. So I don't know if there's something with those. I'd have to double check if any of the others have it, but I was bummed it wasn't included.
Yeah, that was odd. I mean, I'm not really expecting with some of these that you're going to track down Burt Ward or something for an
they
interview.
Should.
That yeah. would be funny.
If they donate to his feeding dogs bullshit he's got going on, his charity, he would totally interview.
Yeah.
I don't know what he would say, just kapow, nice boobies. I mean, I don't know if there's a lot for him to talk about.
Fine by
but...
me.
It's all right. As long as I just wanted somebody to interview him and start calling him Butch Patrick. I think that'd be hilarious.
That'd be hilarious.
Or vice versa.
Next time I see Butch Patrick, it's on.
Oh, that'd be funny as shit to give him like a Robin 8x10. My gut would be that Butch Patrick would just take your money and sign it.
He's kind of an asshole to begin with anyway, though. But yeah.
Do you remember when he had that public access show with the chick? They did like a horror host thing.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Well, that you wouldn't remember, Dan, because it was a local thing. Yeah. It was probably like 10 years. I'll have to look it up, but it was her and some, it was him and some hot chick doing, you know, her hot goth girl thing that they all do. So, but yeah, and no, because they were at Weekend of Horrors and had a booth and everything one year, but it was like a local, I want to say it might have even been KJLA. And for those what? LA area people, they'll remember
I,
that.
I think me. I remember seeing them at conventions and not knowing what the show is. I just thought she was his handler.
Okay, there you go.
It's always embarrassing when you go up to a handler and you think they are the person from the movie, because it's just like they've done two things and it's been like 30 years. That's happened a couple times where I'm sizing somebody up and thinking, is that just some old bastard that's watching the table, or is that the action? Man, you look good.
What happened? Nah, fuck that. What happened? Age hit you hard, homie.
Yeah. Yeah, Father Time and the Ugly Stick in unison. So yeah, you know, man, these movies make you smile. Obviously, there's not a ton to talk about. It delivers on the skin quotient, if that's what you're looking for. And it also puts just a smile on your face. These are innocent, fun movies. And I would also say, even though we are getting more bump and grind at this point, this still, I think, has an appeal for people that love Sorority Babes and the Slimeball Bolarama or Nightmare Sisters. You know, they weren't as, you know, really weren't bump and grind, but it still has that feel. You know what I mean? It has that, you know, that USA Up All Night kind of feel to it. Mm-hmm. But yes, obviously, be forewarned, this is something that you would still have seen on Cinemax too.
Yeah, real quick though, pug, so I can give you the answer. It was 2002. Patrick co-hosted Macabre Theater with Natalie Popovich as Ivana Cadaver. So
okay, I remember the name Ivana Kedavra, but again, that I still can't place it exactly.
Yeah, well, I think I watched a couple episodes, but they were playing stuff I'd seen a billion times, and they were no Elvira.
Amen, brother.
We still get Svengoolie out here.
Yeah, he still doesn't.
I don't know if you guys do or not.
He was never a thing here, but I know who he is
because yeah. Yeah, we still have Svengoolie.
All right, let's real quick. Well, let's rate the fucking thing first. What do you give Beach Babes from Beyond, Dan?
Okay, so we rate on a scale of 0 to 5. And I do feel, obviously, when we're reviewing something like this, we're reviewing it as a softcore film. So my number rating does not suggest that, you know, like a Beach Babes is Saint Maud. It's compared a little differently. So
some might like one better than the other.
Some might like one better than the other. But for me, this one is a 4.5, judging it on softcore. It great nostalgia bomb. Not the best of the best, but man, it's good. It's just fun. If you like these, if you like a good titty flick that has that old classic feel.
Don't be so sexist. It's 2021. Titty. I know. What do we call that? How do we politically clean up?
Mammary movies?
There you go. Pugs did it.
Mammary appreciation films.
2021 safe now. So on to the next mammary thing. Okay, I just want to talk about Beach Babes 2 real quick.
Well, yes, aren't you going to rate sequel. It?
Oh, shit. 4. I forgot that part. I got a lot going on today.
Somebody in 2 that you're just like ready for.
Oh, no. I just want to get that one done so I can go to my other shit and talk about Mr. Flint, which we should have dedicated. Well, there'll be a graphic at the top. So
the mammaries are dedicated in your honor, sir.
In memory of mammaries. In mammaries.
Beach Babes 2. It's no Beach Babes 1. Real quick, they crash on. It's like they crash on an island that like it's like caveman times, but it's really not. It's like the Truman Show. It's just all, but it's like literally 50% dancing.
Like a Bollywood type movie?
No, just they're just dancing at the beach. It's like,
oh, like an old beach movie.
Yeah. You think there was a lot of dancing in the last one? This one's like they doubled up on it. It's not horrible. I mean, but it's not good. It's better than the Femme Alien sequels. 100%.
After 2. 2 is pretty good.
I rewatched it. 2 is pretty garbage.
Well, so, 1 is like that.
We 1 is amazing.
Point. Yeah.
We did do Femme Alien.
You know, I don't believe we did. We've talked about it, but I don't think we...
We never got around to it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, I'm ready.
Maybe the next After Dark, then.
Well, then you guys got something to do while I'm taking a break. All right. So, yeah, that's not very good. All right. Show and tell. We'll go. Oldest to newest. All right. So, this is... I got the laser disc of Beach Babes from Beyond.
How long did it take you to dig that out, Todd?
Honestly, this is why we delayed recording the show last time, because I wanted to dig it out.
Just for this. Laser discs are great to get signed.
Still in great fucking condition.
Well, look who owns it.
Yeah. I'm not surprised, but fuck yeah.
I'm actually annoyed because I got this one used because I normally keep the plastic on it to keep the jacket nice, but I also have test tube teens from the year 3000, but okay. And then of course there is, I made myself a DVD before I came out. But then we have the official one. The Full Moon, the first DVD. And I'm showing them all now since they're all out.
Todd owns 10 copies of every softcore film.
It's weird that I have I have the exact same amount of test tube teens, but now I think that Laserdisc is going to end up on eBay.
You still have a functional Laserdisc player?
I got 2.
Oh, nice.
In case one breaks. What's up?
Yeah. If I can't watch Taking It Off in like 10 years, I'm going to be upset. So I got to be ready. Which, you know what? I think that's going to be an upcoming. That might even is commentary worthy.
I don't know that movie, so let's do it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised Todd hasn't made you watch it yet.
The song will get stuck in your brain, and then it'll get even worse when you find out Two Live Crew sampled and redid it. And there's a there's a couple songs that actually take from it.
I have a Kit and Natividad autograph, but I think I need a ladder to get it. Otherwise, I'd show it. But well, like
whenever we do Taking It Off, have it ready. So okay, well, we talked about the Beach Babes. Now we want to talk about a late icon, Dan. Why don't you tell us who we're about to speak about?
Hustlers, Larry Flynt passed away. Man, that was sad. I mean, not unexpected. Actually, considering
what he went through,
Dan's like, I thought he was dead.
Well,
I guarantee you there are some people out there that did.
You could look at him 20 years ago and think maybe this, you know, not long for the world, not the best habits, also. but
living his best life, Dan.
He led a great life, man. And I think right now, the importance of Larry Flynt. Yes, I mean, that man was just such an advocate for free speech and the way he stuck it to the government. You gotta love Larry Flynt. I think I'm definitely looking forward to rewatching the Woody Harrelson movie. I suggest everybody get the Blu-ray. Yeah,
it's awesome.
Yeah. I'm not gonna suggest everyone get the Blu-ray. It's kind of subpar, but.
Well, or yeah, just watch it.
Like for me, the one scene in the movie that like just speaks to his character is when he's just yelling in the courtroom, handcuffed to his back, "Fuck you, Your Honor!" Like that is. I still remember the first time I saw that and it registered. I'm like, "Holy shit! This dude does not give a fuck. He is fighting for what he believes in, and you know what? Because of that, I back him." And then I did like some research on him and stuff, and found out he was a pretty decent man for the most part. So like, yeah, dude, just having the balls to stand up for what you believe in and in a courtroom yelling, "Fuck you, Your Honor," is the shit.
He's not PC. He's not always respectable. He's not afraid to call an asshole, but yeah, he was a decent man. Yeah. He really was. Yeah. You know,
he's damn sure not afraid to show it in his magazine.
He is not.
And God bless him for it. Yeah, like, don't get me wrong, Hugh Hefner, by all means, hell yeah. But I think we can thank Mr. Flynt for some of the hardcore, actually for all the fucking hardcore shit that we got in the magazines.
My first nudie magazine was a Hustler.
You got that before Playboy?
Yeah.
When you got Playboy, you're like, what the fuck is this bullshit?
I still remember when I went and tried to buy one the first time. I wasn't 18. I want to say I was like 14 and they sold it to me. I was like, yes. And it was like back then it was probably like the 10th anniversary edition. All I know is a double anniversary edition. I was like, yeah, glad I did school today.
Oh, dude, my older brother, he used to hide his magazine stash like under the sink, like behind a ton of towels. So like, you'd grab one towel, you wouldn't get to them. But I figured out where they were. And, you know, you'd go through the Playboys, and, you know, that was good enough. But then you get to the bottom, it's like he had his penthouse. And I was like, holy shit, they don't show this in Playboy. So I'm like, fuck the play. Every time I'd sneak in there, I'd just be like, fuck
the only Playboy. Time Playboy was good back in the day was when you got to see a celebrity naked. That you wanted to see.
The first one I ever saw was Sables.
I was gonna.
Yeah. And I straight up, like, I think I asked, yeah, I'm like, hey, Dad, there's a wrestler. I want to see it. Yeah.
A lot of people. That's not a, you know, uncommon.
Yeah. About two.
Yeah.
I got two of all the wrestler Playboys.
Don't lie, Pugs. It was China and you know it.
I have that one too. She was up in the Tower Records. I got that one signed. I think I got Sable. Yeah. I think I got, because they used to come to Tower by us all the time. So I have more than that one signed.
Yeah, there was a Sable and what, Tori?
Tori.
Yeah, there was a spell where like, yeah, it's a wrestler. I want it. So please. And I
Maria
got it.
Maria did it too, right?
Like, that's, I don't know if I got that one. That one may be where I stopped. I think it's not caring.
Yeah, at that point, it wasn't like, The China one was the top selling Playboy at that point.
Because everyone was curious, what do you got? How'd the surgery go?
But you know, we should probably talk about Hustler, not Playboy.
Yeah.
Had they been in Hustler, holy shit.
Right?
Oh, dude. Victoria. Mm-hmm. I don't care who I have to kill. I will steal it. I would have been a young klepto if I had to get a hold of it. yeah, holy shit.
Found a way.
But yeah, no, man. Just his legacy. Like I said, even if you're somebody who just, I mean, I don't know why you would be listening to us, but even if you're like, oh, why do I care about a pornographer? There's a lot more to him than that. Very important figure.
Free speech advocate.
Yes. I would, in his prime, I would love to see how he would handle people today.
I would be watching like his podcast. I would be like a devout fucking lit follower.
Dude, oh my god. If he had that that zest of youth and how he would fuck with people today, he would have been
like the world's greatest troll.
He'd have been like Alex Jones of like naked people.
The frogs. Oh, never mind.
Yeah, let's
not get into the frogs.
Yeah, don't get into your other stuff, Dan. Save that for your other podcasts.
So yeah, man, just rest in peace. We're not doing a deep dive, but we'll cover the movie at some point. Maybe we'll do more of a deep dive on Larry Flynn.
That'd be fun. I love that movie. I'm gonna spoil that right now.
Woody Harrelson was on a tear like around that period. Ass.
Even Mrs. Cobain, Courtney Love, she was awesome in it too. Didn't she win the Academy Award? Or was she not? I know she was nominated.
Not one. She did get a nomination, I believe. No, well, maybe not.
She got recognized for that role. She was fucking fantastic in it. So
yeah, she got some. But yeah, Courtney Love can act. Like, say what you will about her personally, Courtney Love's actually not a half bad actress. If you've seen, she was initially going to be the lead in Ghosts of Mars and a few other things.
She's not a bad murderer either.
Man, got away with it.
Allegedly, some have.
Thank you, Dan. I was going to say it myself.
So, anyways. Waiting.
You know what's fucked up? Real quick, one time I was at the LACMA when they had Guillermo del Toro's
Pan's Labyrinth.
No, his setup that where he writes and stuff. There was an exhibit of all the shit he owns.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. Gene Simmons' kid and Kurt Cobain's kid. I guess they're like out on a date there, and my friend's like, "Oh, I just saw." I forgot her name, but the Cobain. I was like, oh shit, did it blow your mind? And she did not get it. But my other friend started laughing his fucking ass off. I'm like, this is really low hanging fruit, but I'm glad it tickled somebody.
Oh, that's awesome. I thought you were going to say you said something to her or something to the daughter.
I probably would. I don't give a fuck.
Like she ain't heard it before. It's like if you see OJ's kid, you're yelling murder, your dad killed her. But anyway, on that note,
stay away from the pool.
All right, on that note, there we go.
All right, yes, guys, check us out, patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures. It all starts at just $1, and you get exclusive, early, uncensored content. We're bigger a-holes on there than we are here, so check it out. Also, be sure to like, share, subscribe, and hit that notification bell on YouTube, because that really helps us out, and support us on all the social media bullshits.
Yep, and make sure you have a happy Valentine's Day.
Yes, hit the hub.
Sure. You can do however the fuck you want.
All right. Well,
treat yourself. Give yourself a hug and get on the hub if you have.
All right. Dan, tell us how you do on Grindr tonight, and we will talk to you soon. Good night.
Fuck you, Todd. I hope you get the clap.